Howard Ellis Davis relates some extraordinary adventures with the unknown beast. At the edge of the little settlement of Bayou Latour lapped the slack waters from which the village had been named. A mile to the south, they lost themselves in the Mississippi Sound. Northward, they wound among somber swamps to disappear at last into the marshes above. Giant cypress trees crowded down to the very edge of the settlement, as if jealous of the small space of cleared land it occupied beside the bayou, and to one not accustomed to the place it seemed that an evil boding lurked forever within the depths of those overhanging gloomy swamps. But until the unknown beast first made its mysterious presence felt, no harm for the people of Bayou Latour ever had come out of those swamps, except the deadly malaria, which clutched its victims in shaking agues and burning fevers that consumed life as a woods fire might consume a strip of dried sedge grass. Before this strange death that had come to haunt the night swamps, they shrank in helpless terror. Cows were driven in from their pastures while the sun was yet high. Mothers called in their sallow-faced children from play as soon as the shadows began to lengthen. The first victim had been Swan Davis, an old fisherman who lived by himself on the edge of the bayou above the settlement. He had been found in the swamp, dead. At first it was thought that he had been beaten to death, he was so broken about the body. Finally, however, it was decided he had been crushed by some mysterious, unknown force. Something had caught him and squeezed him until his bones had cracked like dry reeds. Then the three Buntley boys, driving in a bunch of steers from the marshes, were overtaken by night on the swamp road. The cattle had been going peacefully enough when suddenly they had become frightened and lumbered off ahead, bellowing madly. Themselves frightened at the queer behavior of the animals, the boys followed as fast as they could on foot. That is, two of them did, for when Jard and Peter Buntley emerged from the shadows of the swamp road, they found that their brother Sims was not with them. Terror-stricken though they were, they had returned into the swamp, calling his name. When they saw nothing of him, and he did not answer their calls, they went quickly home and reported what had happened. All night long, bearing flaming torches, the men of the settlement beat up and down the swamp. Toward morning, they found the young man's body, bruised and broken, but no trace of what had killed him. When the people of Bayou Latour gathered to discuss the circumstances surrounding these two mysterious deaths, the Negroes and some others declared that an evil spirit haunted the gloomy fastness to the north of the settlement, while the more conservative agreed that some creature strange to those parts, some unknown beast, was ranging the night swamps, a creature that killed for the love of killing. Armed with shotgun and rifle, they hunted him. They set bear traps, baited with an entire quarter of beef hung above, but no one ventured into the swamps after dark, until one night 10 of the best men in the settlement formed a party and rode out on horseback through the swamp road. Armed with pistol and sheath knife, they rode, two by two, knee to knee, their horses following each other nose to tail, so that if any one of the party were attacked, they could all turn and fight in a body. Nothing happened until they were on their way back. Then Walter Brandon, who, because he was one of their bravest, brought up the rear, grew careless and lagged behind. Suddenly his horse came charging in among the others, riderless. They could find no trace of Walter, and the other nine could only ride in and break the news to his young wife, who carried a baby at her breast. The next day, the girl's father, old Arner Horn, secured the surface of a small, battered automobile and crossed two parishes to see Ed Hardin and beg that he come and deliver them from this unknown beast that, one by one, was killing the menfolk of Bayou Latour.